Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo, what up, everyone? This is Brother B with Bad Applesauce, a.k.a. Nicole, a.k.a. The Agenda, and here goes Mika. And welcome.
What up, what up?
Welcome to another episode of The Menu. Big Red will be joining us shortly. Once again, it's Mika, Nicole, Brother B in the house. Now, how's everybody doing?
Oh, just ducky.
Okay.
Awesome.
Just
okay,
ducky.
Nicole, you was about to say something before Mika rudely interrupted.
Oh, yeah. I said they have a new Amsterdam apple flavor. I just picked up. I didn't try it yet.
Oh, really? Nick. Oh, I got some for me too. Nick.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Nick. They have Kinky Vodka.
Here now.
Yeah, I'm drinking it now.
Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you,
it's
just in my cabinet. Like, I need an AA meeting.
Hey, wow.
That's
A is for quitters.
You only need that.
AA is for quitters, and I am not doing that because I am not a quitter. I intend on mastering this alcohol thing.
Yes.
As long as you're not doing it while you're driving.
Hell no.
And at work.
No.
You're right.
No
way,
never.
Yours is
listen.
Recreation. Remember, it's recreation.
I like to enjoy my alcoholism without the invasion of people that I work with and or the cops.
Exactly.
Don't turn around and mess up your sauce.
No.
I only drink
on my day off.
No, I drink every day.
Damn.
But damn it, if you had kids, you would too.
Crazy.
No, hello. What's going on?
Hey,
the queen of redness is on.
Oh Lord.
and Red's been acting up recently. You don't need to be posting sexy pictures of yourself. I just had to let you know. Okay.
What happened? You said what?
I said Big Red needs to stop posting. I said Big Red needs to stop posting sexy pictures of herself.
I saw them.
I am being very
listen.
Peanut butter and jealous. I just want to put that out there. I'm very peanut butter and jealous.
Listen, I'm not sexy. I can't help it if I'm soft and silky, okay?
Apparently.
You see, listen, don't get yourself smacked like that little boy did by the cat, okay?
I know my damn cat.
Calm your nerves. So, I got a little issue. Somebody had a friend of mine made a comment on Facebook about asking a man out, like if you're interested in a dude, you know, asking him out. And you know, my whole attitude was, yeah, I mean it's okay, but I just said no. Like, yo, these dudes need to man up. And
you still
mean?
We told you there's no men out there.
Well, listen, but that's the problem. That's the problem. It's like you can't expect a male to be a man if you keep treating him just like your son. It's like it's not going to happen. Like, listen, I'm not knocking anybody's house. You know what I'm saying? It's 2016. Like I said, I'm not knocking nobody's house. But I really think that if as a man, you really want something, you go for it.
Right.
You know
but the problem
well,
is that
back now, right?
Once
right.
again, it's the thing of they don't have anybody to teach them these things. And unfortunately, us as women, we have to teach them that. That's the problem.
Well, that's a damn shame. Because if a woman has to teach a male how to be a man, then I don't know what to say.
Well, let me explain something right now, and I've got to say this. Considering the fact I've never been one not to approach a dude because, well, apparently I have dude tendencies, I see nothing wrong with a chick asking to do that. That's all
I ain't asking a nigga shit. That's his job.
Well, see, number one,
look at
number one. Look at
fuck out of here, man.
Exactly. I'm saying, wait, I'm asking a nigga to nothing.
Nah, for what? If the dude wants me, he'll come to me. I ain't chasing shit.
Listen, it's not about chasing. Listen,
I'm one of those chicks that, listen, I'm also the same chick that goes to the freaking bar and watches the game. So that's not really saying much for my chick status. I got to tell you right now.
But see, you know what the thing is, that doesn't work for like, it may work for you, but if I do that, it doesn't work. Because I've tried that before, where I've tried to ask the guy out, and I don't know, maybe they get intimidated by me, but it's like I get brushed off, or I get, you know, or they get scared or something like that. So I tried that one time, and it doesn't work for me. Meanwhile, a friend of mine, a friend that told me to do something like that, it works out for her somewhat, I guess. Well, you know what,
the trick, I'll be honest with you. The trick for me is always do it during football season.
Hey, I never give a fuck if it's nut season.
Paying attention.
I ain't doing
it. True.
Oh, listen, but again, now you got to understand, I'm a tomboy at heart.
I'm
listen, equal opportunity. Fuck that. But of course, that's when I was single and didn't care. I'm no longer single, so it doesn't matter.
Right, I understand, but I'm not doing that either. I'm not asking to do nothing.
No.
And you know what? And at this point, like I said, I'm dudes that I am talking to. It's like I'm always initiating the going out, or I always say, well, you know, let's go out somewhere and get to know each other. And like I said, when I do that, next thing you know, I don't get no more phone calls, they don't text no more, or I don't hear from them. So you know what? I'm going to just stop asking, or I'm going to stop just putting that out there. If you're not interested in it, then you know what? Then we'll just keep talking and texting until you feel that you're interested. That's all.
Exactly.
Well,
if you're interested, then they'll come and approach you.
Exactly.
Until then, it's like, because that's until you get into an argument. He's going to throw that shit up in his face. Well, I didn't ask you out. You asked me out.
No.
Now, see, don't get it twisted. I don't pay for the date, but I will. Listen, I ain't paying for shit. Fuck that. But, yes, I've been on that.
No, but, I mean, whether paying for it or not, I'm not asking you out. I'm not doing that.
No, me neither.
Once again, that is what the man is supposed to do. And once again, like I just told Brother B, these men don't know how to do these things anymore because they don't have anybody to show them how to do these things. They don't have nobody at home or a male, any type of male influence, whether it's the father, grandpa, uncle somebody, Uncle John or somebody. They don't have anybody to tell them or show them that, yo, you got to court somebody before you get to this point. You got to take them out. Show them a good time. They don't know about that. All they know about is, yo, I want to come to your house, chicken wings, fried rice, we watch a movie, and that's it. Or I'll buy a bottle of liquor. Or how about this? They want you to supply the bottle of liquor. And, you know, no. Come on. I ain't. No. Hell no.
Okay,
no.
Bring nothing to the table.
Hell no, Big Bosa. I ain't doing that.
That's it. Nah. Nope.
Well, I will say this much. Netflix and chill is actually quite expensive if you think about rent. Sorry. I'm being a smart ass.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, I get that.
But at the end of the day, you know what? A real man would be flattered by it, but if he's like, yeah, okay, he'll end up fucking showing up and treating you like a woman regardless of the fact. You may have been bold enough.
But that
to step
only
up.
Goes for, actually, that only goes for somebody that you've been dating a while or you're dealing with for a while.
Exactly.
Not no damn Negro that I just met you like 2 weeks ago and already you ready to come to my house. Hell no. Nope.
Oh, no, you come to my crib now. We going to keep going to public places for a minute. Nope. Because you ain't coming up in my house like that.
I'm not even asking him to come with me to the store. Nope.
Right?
But you know, the problem is if he's really cute and you.
I meet you on the corner like a 5 hour hooker.
You know what?
Oh,
I'm going to hurt you.
Once again,
I'm going
everyone.
To meet you.
Welcome to the venue. Real talk is real
we,
talk.
We kind of got off topic, didn't we?
Guest call is number 347.
Wait, what's the topic again?
395.
About faking orgasms.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
Okay. Here we go. Because I was a little confused. I was a little confuzzled after this whole thing about asking him out. I got really confused really fast.
Y'all always hype. I be sitting back metal sipping on my vodka.
Well, see, this is the problem. See, I've got booze and other things, and I've had a very stressful day, so.
Okay. Let us get into our topic this evening.
So,
yes, please.
Thank you. I just have to put that out there.
I haven't had to do that in a long time either. Wow.
Okay.
But I've had to do it.
Top of the
and I've
evening.
Done it for the sake of his ego, not for mine.
Oh.
I've done it a lot of times. A lot.
Oh, Brother Pete, did we kind of just blow you away with that?
Wait a minute. First of all, I didn't even know we started yet. What the hell is going on? All right, once again,
we gotta let Brother B streak his piece, sir.
Y'all can
all right, for people that don't understand what's going on, these chicks are high.
This is the menu. Okay, so this is the menu, and tonight's topic is why do women fake it?
Why do easy? Or you want the nigga to have it to get off you? And that's what I do. Get off. Now it's time for you to come. There you go. The end. Applause.
Wow. Mic dropped and everything. Holy crap.
That's it. That's it. There's nothing else. Fuck his ego. Fuck his couch. Fuck all of that. Get off me. There we go.
So clearly, that's Nicole has stopped faking it, is what we're hearing.
I fake orgasm as old as I am, and I'm 41. Get off me.
But what was the purpose of you faking it?
His ego.
Because he talked mad shit.
Wait a minute, y'all. Wait a minute. Not for me. I don't care about his ego. He can go fuck and suck a fuck. I want you to get off of me. Once they hear you come, then they come. So I'll be like,
done.
Get off me.
Family show.
Oh, wow, Nick, really?
This is a family
really
orientated show.
That was really
great. Yes, not tonight.
Oh, my God. He just gave you one to see how fake it was. Now you know that.
So fuck.
That was real fake. Listen, that was worse than when Harry met Sally fake.
Like, no, I can't do it like how I would really do it on the air because you got to say some nasty stuff.
Listen, that was enough.
You know, like you gotta say some really nasty shit, and then you wiggle and shake and have a seizure and shit, so they can get off you. All right.
Also, you have to pretend like you're crunk. I understand.
Yes, you gotta do. You know, you gotta do it. You gotta get into it. And the Academy Award goes to. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Brother B, you still with us here?
Hey, Brother B, you still there?
I think so.
Are you just a little flabbergasted?
Because like I said,
he's so confuzzled. You can hear it.
No, y'all can't. We can't talk. I might have to go back to politics next week. Cause like talking,
why?
Having y'all know how to act. A second topic, y'all are just all over the damn place. Y'all like a little kid. You know what I'm saying? Surrounded by like a pack of gummy bears. Y'all just grabbing everything. Like, no, y'all are savage.
Wait. See, here you go. Listen, you said we can have fun this week, and then
yes.
That's what we're doing.
Okay. I know we can have fun, but y'all, like, wait a minute. Damn. If somebody just, like, listened in and they heard all y'all say, y'all would have thought it was some angry going on. Like, y'all.
How's that angry?
We do not
sound angry.
And Ryan, and get off of me. And this, I'm like, whoa.
Because guys, and I'm saying guys, and I'm not being specific, but I'm saying guys are really weird about stuff like this because, you know, not for nothing, a lot of guys think they're the shit, and they're not.
Right.
You know, and depending on the type of female you are, you'll either do it to get his ass off of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Or you do it for his ego.
Well, wait a minute.
Right, just so. Well, see, here.
Yeah,
so wait.
But you got to understand something. Well, there's always a difference. But the great part is in the middle of the guys don't notice the difference.
Okay, but there's a difference between you actually coming and then orgasm.
No shit.
I don't believe they're the same.
But
okay,
some guys
the whole thing is why do you have to fake the orgasm? Just
so they can stop pumping.
Because
wait,
see, that's not like me. I'll kick a motherfucker.
My brain hurt. Well, hold on. Wait.
That was easy.
What happened? Repeat that.
I said so they will stop pumping. You want them to stop stroking. Because after
a
while,
wait a minute. Okay.
they don't listen. See, a lot of men, not all. All right, this is one thing that I tell men. If you watch porn, we're not having sex. Because porn sex is not awesome. And the way you do Becky and Jessica is not how you do me. Every woman you handle differently. And a lot of men don't do that either. So you have a lot of men today who want to hammer you like they raping you. And stuff, you know, like a rabbit. Like, what are you doing? So instead of him keep going and going and going, you just like, well, maybe if I pretend I came, this nigga would get off me. And it works every time. It works every time.
It sure do, like Coke 45.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
It's not about his ego.
Like Coke 45 work every time.
Ooh, you almost made me spit out my face.
Like the cool side of the pillow.
Okay.
But it really depends. Like, see, y'all just, see, I'm going to just push the fuck off. We ain't even going through for that. Get the fuck off. Wow. Good. That's why I keep the case by my side. Anyway.
All right, but hold on. Okay, all right. Like I said, there's no need to do that because my thing is this. What's the purpose of being dishonest about it? If you be dishonest, then your partner is never going to learn. Really. Like, in some sense, he's never going to learn, or he or she is never going to learn how to really truly satisfy you or make you have that orgasm if you just keep faking it, which is going to lead
to other. Partner.
And once again, as I keep explaining to you,
exactly.
At this age and at this time, I am not teaching a damn soul how to do nothing.
If by now,
and this goes for both sexes, women and men. If by now you don't know what pleases somebody, especially if you're having sex with them for a couple of times. I'm not talking about somebody you just met and that's your first time. If you're having sex with them continuously and you don't know what it is that makes them feel good or what don't, and you as the woman or the man, and you know what makes you feel good or what makes you want to, you know, come or whatever, so guess what? You should be able to let that person know from the first or second time. I'm not going to keep telling you the sixth time we done had sex, the eighth time. Hell no, I'm not going to keep telling you that.
Exactly.
So now you want to keep on humping on me and feeling places that you know I'm not feeling. You know what, feel on. I'm just going to make noises, and you're going to be finished, and you're going to be satisfied, and I'm going to be sitting there, and I may go to the bathroom and do what I got to do.
But that's not right.
Yes, it is right.
You damn right is right.
So would you feel comfortable with somebody, with a dude faking it? Would you?
Let me tell you something. I don't have that problem. Sorry, Coach. I hate to tell you something like that.
I've never had that problem.
Me
neither. Now, ladies.
Yeah.
Wait. Even I've got to do this one, and I can't believe I'm doing it. Ladies.
Yes.
Now.
I know men fake orgasms,
that is
too.
The same shit that men run. That is the same line that men run.
Oh, I don't have that problem.
Let me put it to you this way.
I'm going
to
let her say her piece.
I can tell you for a fact that's never happened to me because I have evidence planted on me, honey. Put it right here, baby. Right here. Okay? Thank you.
Well, I'm going to speak for myself once again. I've never had that issue, period. I've never had that issue because you know what? They always come back. Just like the movie. They always come back.
Listen, let me have you understand.
Believe me, I know. I don't have that problem.
Like I said, I have proof.
And I think, tell you the truth, I don't think men do that as much as women do. I think women do it more. Men don't do that.
Because it's very hard to come with penetration. It's not easy. A lot of people think it is. It's not. Not penetration. All sex is different. But penetration is not that simple. It's because you got to really know what you're doing. And sometimes the guy can have it right, and he can fuck up and lose the rhythm, and then we all dried up, and we all like, damn, I was right there, man.
And she ain't lying either.
You know what I mean? It's a technique.
Like the Sahara.
Okay,
it's
listen. There's dudes. The whole thing is with some dudes out there, or maybe a lot of dudes, they just looking to get that that first one off, or just get off. Period. Some of them don't even go as far as the orgasm. Some dudes don't even climax like that. So, like some dudes don't. They don't look for it. They don't stick around long enough. Or continue with the act long enough to do it. I mean, I wouldn't say foreplay is dead, but like I said, some dudes are just all about hitting and quitting. That's it. They really ain't trying to go that far. And because you know what I'm saying, as much as I've heard it, you know, sex is 90%, or the act of intimacy is 90% mental for a woman.
I get that,
but a lot of dudes don't. This is why.
Yeah, they don't want to get
why,
it.
They
well,
don't care.
You know why? You know why? Because you know. All right, listen. We had the conversation about thoughts. Then we had conversations about thirsty women and all this and that. Listen, I think the one of the problems are that dudes are getting or being given, you know, the cooch or the snatch too easy. Like they're not earning.
Oh, yeah.
They're not working for it. Like a dinner at Applebee's and a couple of drinks is not earning the cooch. Because first of all, to me, the biggest thing about intimacy is not sex. It's just the exchange, you know, the chemistry between the two individuals.
Right.
When you have that, then it can make for, you know, a real, you know, good time. But
unfortunately,
doing it right. Well, listen, when the chemistry is right, things get done right. But
that's not true.
No, wait a minute.
Chemistry
and
hitting the G spot is two different things. You can really care about this person and be intimate, but some just can't step up to the plate. Some just can't do it.
But that's the thing. Some don't want to step up to the plate with somebody who they're not really interested in, somebody who didn't earn it. Like I said,
I get that.
There's some chicks giving it away, and there's some dudes giving it away. So what? There's nothing special about it. So it's like, if there's nothing special about it, why do you want to work to please? Why do you, you know what I'm saying? To please somebody, you got to put in work. You got to put in some effort. And the whole thing is, a lot of people don't want to, because they're not giving, like I said, both parties, men and women, are not giving one another something to work towards. Like, if cats don't want to go out there and get a job, what makes you think he really going to want to pleasure you? Yeah, he may blow your back out with stroking, but you think he's really interested in doing something else? That's why there's a lot of women walking around here still emotionally and physically hungry, because they sitting here going to McDonald's instead of chilling up in the five-star restaurant. Stop going to McDonald's.
So if you
stay out of McDonald's, then you don't have to worry about, you know what I'm saying, your cholesterol and eating bad food. Go to a good restaurant or cook at home and get some good food, and you ain't got to worry about it. Like you have your orgasm. Like, don't go get a lane. Yeah, dudes may talk all that junk. It's like women talk the junk too. But so, if you know what it is, why deal with it?
Okay, but the whole point of that is why deal with it. But the thing is, sometimes you don't know. You don't know until after, you know, you don't know, once again, you don't know until after you get into it.
Exactly.
We know all about that, but you don't know until after you're in it. Then it's like, damn, what the hell did I do? But
exactly.
Once
we're not
again,
talking
this
about
is what,
one night stands and stuff. We're talking about relationships. So
right.
You're not going to just leave somebody. Well, I'm not going to just leave somebody because the sex is not good.
Right. It's just a relationship.
Right. Yeah.
Right. But my thing is, like I said, if we're in a relationship and we're having sex and I'm not being satisfied, I'm going to, and like I said, once or twice, or I'll tell you maybe three times. After that third time, you need to get it. Because if you're not getting it, then I'm going to either go elsewhere or I'm going to do it on my own. I don't want to, and like I said, and I'm only speaking because I'm older. Maybe if I was younger, maybe I probably would be thinking different. But because I'm older now, I don't have time for that. I don't want to sit here and be not satisfied because I'm trying to say, oh, well, I love, no, dog, no. We after the third time, no, you better get it.
I feel
you better get it, or guess what's going to happen? You are going to be on the other side of my door somewhere, and you just text me, and I'll be like, yeah, what up? And that's going to be about it. And you're, can I come along? I'm busy.
No,
and
I'll
be
laying
my big ass. And I'll be laying my big ass right here watching something. I don't know.
Watching The Walking Dead.
Yeah. Right, thank you. I'll be sitting here watching The Walking Dead and watching this damn cat get on my nerves.
Exactly.
Instead of you coming over here aggravating the hell out of me.
All right, so whatever happened to, like, actual sex appeal? Whatever happened to, the whole...
Oh, this ain't the 80s, sweetie.
The art,
this ain't the 80s.
The
let it go. Let it go.
What do you mean by...
Right,
okay.
Well, then,
I
want to
know what you mean by sex appeal.
Artist,
what do you mean by that?
Well, listen, the whole thing is this. Listen, anybody
There's nothing,
can look good. Wait a minute. Anybody can look good. But not everybody can have that sex appeal. Not everybody can have that vibe about them that's a real turn on. You know what I'm saying? And the whole thing is we're so concerned with lust. Like lust and sex and lust and like intimacy are so far apart from each other. Because one is more mental and the other is just more physical. But once again, we adhere more to the physical than the actual mental part of it. Like I said,
right,
a lot of
you said
sex
now. Appeal.
Yeah, well, a lot of dudes out there now are looking more at the physical or have been more about the physical part of it, and while women are more on the mental.
You need to have that conversation with the men. You understand? You need to have that conversation with them
right.
Because we've been trying to figure that shit out for the longest.
Well,
but
I can tell you, where it came from, where it kind of lost it, because I can tell you this. Look at, like I said, just look at, once again, here we go. Look at all these TV shows, Love and Hip Hop, all of those shows. Look at how the women look. Everybody looks the same. Even on Instagram, Facebook, all these celebrities, everybody looks the same. Everybody got a 20-inch weave in their hair. Everybody's face is plastered with makeup. I'm not talking about a person that's, you know, lightly makeup or we've known that person, that celebrity for years and been like, okay, that's what they look like. Everybody looks the same. Everybody's titties is up in their neck. Everybody got on a waist trainer. Everybody got the biggest ass that they can find to plug into they old ass. Everybody's thighs is humongous. Like, everybody looks the same. So it's no, it's just like you said, it's no sex appeal anymore. It's just
and,
like, oh, she got big ass. I want to hit that. That's all you, that's all. That's it.
This is why I said what I said.
They're attracted to the fake women, though. They're
not attracted
to the natural beauty.
But listen, and this is
the fake women.
But you know,
right.
And this is why I said what I
right.
said. This is why I said this is not the 80s. Because if you think about it for a moment, the art of seduction in the 80s was so simplistic and you couldn't do anything but love it. Let me ask you a question. What was the last time you wrote a note to someone?
Mm-hmm.
Remember how you used to sit in class and write notes? Do you like me? Yes or no?
Yep. Mark,
there's
X
nothing
or
even
no.
like that.
I mean,
there's
yes
nothing
or
even
no.
like that. Mixtapes. You understand what I'm saying? When you made a mixtape,
mm-hmm.
you made it because you really felt something for that person.
That's
mm-hmm.
technology.
You know what I'm saying?
That's technology.
Stuff like
yep.
that. That's not
yep.
technology. No. That's no. Listen, technology. It is what it is.
Out.
No. Technology is what it is. It's humans in general.
Mm-hmm.
That let themselves get caught up. You
because
can't
guess
blame
what?
The technology.
Guess what?
You
pen
can.
And paper. Pen and paper. It's not like pen and paper is non-existent. I told my older I told my older son that. Well, it ain't got nothing to do with that, but I'm just saying I told my older son that. I said, why don't you sit down and write a letter or write something or write your thoughts down?
And they look at you like you're crazy.
He looked at me like I was exactly white for my hair. I said,
so you,
write it down.
But this is my point. My point is this. My point is this. You worked harder back then. You worked for it. You did.
Mm-hmm.
You literally earned it.
No, no. You
You're
didn't
not
work
trying
hard.
To do it.
You worked for it. You didn't work
right,
hard.
No.
You worked for it.
Depending on
you
who you was, you worked hard. Trust me.
Oh, you're right. But
at the end of the day, everyone had their own style. Everyone had their own thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was original.
There's no effort
why,
no more. And
but this is why females... Like fucking, yeah,
even the females don't even put any effort, because as soon as a guy texts him or hit him up on Facebook or hit him up in the text, man, like I said, if it's from a dude that you've been dealing with, that's a different story. But some dude
that's
seen you on Facebook, and then the next thing you know, you're sending him all kinds of pictures of yourself just because he said, oh, I like you, I think you look good. Or you look, next thing you know, titties, ass, hooch, everything. He's showing everything. No, come on, are you serious? No.
Well, you know what?
Like,
you know what?
You're
not
this
kidding.
Is
you're
the problem.
Yeah, but you know what the pro, because there's nothing is nothing is exclusive.
Yeah,
exactly.
There's nothing hidden
anymore.
Nothing's taboo
exactly.
anymore. Except
no,
for
I
when
remember,
you talk. Freedom of speech is taboo,
school,
but everything else.
I remember.
Yeah,
I remember
everything
when
else
when
is
in
fine.
High school. There was dudes back in high school. I remember dudes were not afraid to show their emotions. They would come bring flowers. I remember a couple of times dudes would come to school bring balloons for their girls, some flowers,
oh,
something
yeah.
like that. It's her birthday. She walk around that whole damn day. Go to every class.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Oh, guess what?
With a,
oh,
with
not even that.
And a flower.
He give you.
You know
he give you his sweater. He give you his
yeah,
sweater.
Something like that. Or
his hat.
Ring or something.
I remember this
or,
dude.
Yeah,
I was.
Hat.
I like. He gave me his
okay.
hat. I walked around the whole day, like for a whole week, with his hat on.
But you know
what
I'm
saying?
Is that right there? That was true. That right there. That was true intimacy.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That was the sex appeal. You know what I'm saying? That
exactly.
actually meant something. Nowadays, it's like, yo,
nope.
I want to sleep with you. Okay. Or
yep, okay.
Put your
I don't
your
know about y'all.
Right.
I
okay.
still get, listen, I still get flowers at work, so I don't know what to tell y'all.
Yeah, but see, you're, oh, but
so
see, you
get
to realize
at work because
you're
you don't
older,
get,
but see, you're older. We talk
why.
Like this, but the thing
no,
is,
because I'm not
like,
married.
Not that. Not
no,
that
I'm not married to a woman. That's
the
problem.
But you know why
oh,
you get flowers.
I know why I get flowers, too, but that's besides the point. The point
but
is...
But that's we don't be talking about. Alf, we talking about with our people. We don't get that.
Right.
That's not
I'm
true.
Last,
so,
let me tell you
so,
something.
So my thing,
the last
so
time
my
I
truth?
Got flowers...
So
let's say the last time I got flowers was back in 1999 or something like that.
I'm going to beat you. I'm going to beat you.
The last time I got flowers, I think, was 2007, or something like that.
Oh, yeah,
so,
well,
you
out.
Better than me. Shoot, 1999 was the last time I got
so
some damn
really,
flowers. From my...
And mine was half and
so,
half.
So do you guys really think that faking an orgasm helps the situation?
No, listen,
really?
Listen, at that moment, nobody cares. You just listen,
no.
You don't know what it's like
see?
To have a vagina.
That's the problem.
And something's going
that's
in and out and aggravating you.
I don't
you should
I don't,
care.
It,
you should care.
It doesn't
if you
help
want
the
him,
situation,
if you want him to
but...
Step up his game, if you want him to step up his game, you should care. You shouldn't fake it. You should
that,
be like,
that is somebody
son.
That you
like,
want
listen.
To deal with.
Exactly,
and
this is
and that's somebody that you want to deal with. If it's
exactly.
just some fly by night
some
or
random
some
dude,
right, or some right. random dude, it's like I don't care. It's like yo, just like she said, let me say
well,
something
it's not
or
even
do
worth
something
it.
Or whisper in his ear and start gyrating and shaking
exactly.
like Flavor Flav and 911 is a joke on when he's on the floor, and so he can get the hell off of me.
Exactly. All and right, it's
so,
sad
so
because
that means,
you like
I don't know why
you
just don't kick his ass off of you. Fuck
because,
that. Get the fuck off of me.
So listen,
no, you're
this
leaving.
Is, so
you're
this
really
is exactly
getting
why. So this is exactly why you're just getting yours off and not being satisfied. This is why there's a lot of women running out of here, not running around, not being satisfied, and probably angry behind it because they're too busy dealing with the lame duck.
No. Wait.
No.
I'm not angry.
Uh-oh. Oh, geez.
No, I'm not going to be angry
okay.
off of it because,
no.
like I said, It's not a dude that I'm trying to have a relationship with. So guess what? If he's a lame-o, guess what? You just proved to me that you were lame-o. And guess what? You will not get a phone call back. Every
exactly.
time you text me, you get ignored. When you get me up on Facebook, you get ignored. And guess what? Obviously, if you don't get the picture from me, you'll get the picture from somebody else. But if I don't hit you back, then it's a reason why I'm not hitting you back. But if
exactly.
if it's a guy that I'm trying to have a relationship with, or we're in a relationship longer than 6 months, then, like I said, I might try and help you out. And like I said, I'm going to give you about 3 times. After the 3rd time, you're not getting the picture, then I might have to let you go too.
My stupid ass stayed around, so, but that was then. I would never do that shit now. That was eons ago.
Eons
now
ago.
I ain't
have
that.
I'm not. I'm going to just shake my ass around and be like, okay, you know.
I still
well, you know what?
I'll
put it to you like this. I'll be honest when I tell you this. Excuse me. I did fake it for mad years when I was with my ex. I absolutely did. Because we were married. His ego was a bit more fragile than a 2-year-old. So, yeah.
That's bad.
Yes, exactly. See, mine was with my ex,
that's
too.
Bad.
But you know what?
Nice.
But you know what?
Married.
But you know what?
Exactly.
Exactly. It was taken out except for the reversal. I was out.
Nah.
Like, literally,
I
was coming from work feeling like out.
I don't
you don't have to agree with it because that was the truth.
I don't have to co-sign stuff like that.
It was what it was. Is it like
exactly.
that now? Absolutely not.
He's just mad because he thinks somebody faked it with him.
See, now the truth comes out.
He's like, yo, let me find out.
I'll be straight up. If a chick that I have dealt with in the past, or a woman that I'm dealing with, the woman that I'm dealing with presently happens to tell me, hey, listen, I'm faking this.
Can I finish?
Hold
yeah,
on.
Finish your shit.
First
yeah.
of all, my ego has nothing to do, and is not driven by sex, because the whole thing is this: if you're going to be the ass and shortchange yourself, then that's on you. But I would expect you to let me know what's going on so we can help. We can rectify the situation together, but don't sit there and shortchange yourself, because shortchanging yourself is shortchanging me, and I don't go to the store to get shortchanged. You know what I'm saying? If I pay for product, I want to get what I'm paying for.
Well,
I want to get, you know what I'm saying, what
well,
I
Well, you
expect.
Obviously
so
getting what you're paying for because you came.
Well, a female, if she ain't going to tell you,
I'm not finished. Hold on. The whole thing is, why it's not about me, it's not about me coming. See, that's the whole thing is this. I'm not that type of dude. It's not about me coming.
Didn't we have this conversation on Facebook?
I don't know.
I must have missed the meeting.
This is about pleasing the woman, right? Yeah.
You say it's
yeah.
like, you say, hold on. Wait, but
yeah,
then you're saying it's not about you coming. It's about you pleasing the woman, right?
Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
I'm waiting for him to answer. Is that what you're saying? It's not about
that's
you
what
coming,
I said,
it's
yes.
about her,
I
right?
Said yes.
Okay, guess
I said
what?
Yes.
And that's why I fake it. Because if you take it too long and you're not coming and this is going nowhere, so I'm gonna fake it so you think he did your job so you could come. There you have
Thank
it.
You.
There you have
Thank
it. Thank
you.
Thank
you, Mama.
Thank you.
And you know what? That's whack. That's whack.
Well, submit whack. He's whack.
Damn.
That's whack.
He's whack.
Because
damn
you know
it.
What?
Deed
you know
to
what?
The Zam.
Because you know what's interesting?
What's
now
interesting?
You see that.
He better go
is,
whack
if
off.
If this is a person that you're in a relationship with.
No, it's the ex person I was in a relationship with. And.
Okay, an ex person she was in a relationship with. Depending, you know what I'm saying, on the trust level, you can actually, you know what I'm saying, you can actually really damage the relationship, because certain individuals can take it like, wow, like, if you weren't being pleased all that time, so basically you was faking, so you want some fraud shit. So it was like,
so how would he know? How would you think I'm going to write him a letter?
No, you wouldn't eventually say something? You wouldn't eventually say something?
She sent him a video.
To this day, this motherfucker never knows I never came.
Exactly. You guys don't know.
In the middle of it, let's be honest, a lot of guys are oblivious.
Yes, exactly. And let me tell you something. The only way you men will find out if a woman fakes is when she get mad and she cuts your ass out, then she going to tell you, nigga, I faked it.
So not only is she going to tell you that, she's going to describe your whole shit to you. And
absolutely.
Depending on the mood that she's in, you might be walking away holding your shit. I'm just saying, some women are evil.
And I've done it where I had to tell somebody, nigga, are you with what? And I laughed in his face and everything. I was like, dog, I was faking the whole time. Get out of my face, please.
Exactly. And then you do
get
a demonstration for them and let them know how you faked it. This is what
I
did.
And then I had already told him I'm going to hurt your feelings. But you know what?
But
in case you're wondering, this is what women do when a man pisses us off. See, we do shit like, I don't care. Y'all gonna have to throw me out the club right now. I don't care. Listen,
we do shit like this
because we know at some point you're gonna piss us off, and all the stupid shit you do,
we're going to blow up and hit you in your head with it.
Yeah, and then we get really nasty. So you know. It's what we do. I'm sorry. I don't care.
Well,
I don't care.
If I'm in a relationship with the dude, I'm not going to say that. Like, if I'm in a relationship and we're arguing, I'm not going to throw up his sex as whack because we're going to eventually work shit out and he's going to remember that. I will say that to the fucking nigga I'm just messing with. You didn't make me come, so you don't need to come here anymore.
Exactly. You don't need to
call
here anymore.
The fact that you answered the call is amazing because that would have been ignored.
Here.
I'm gonna let you know why.
First of all, me personally, I gave up the ego when it came down to sex and women a long time ago.
Yeah, you
like,
may have,
but
a lot didn't.
And you know, I feel sorry for them. Because, you know what I'm saying, I don't have an ego for it. It's like, listen, either you come, you say you can't. Listen, if you want to shortchange yourself, that's on you. I really don't give a damn. You know what I'm saying? But if you want to be satisfied, you know what I'm saying, we can do it however. But the whole thing is this. I think there needs to be honesty for both parties, on both parties, and for people to be satisfied. This shouldn't be a thing of like, well, if you're just this or you're just that. Listen, I don't care if it's a one-night stand. Everybody should be looking for the best night of their life.
What you have to remember, though, is that women, listen, because women are emotional creatures, we categorize more shit than you think. We categorize the status of dudes that we deal with.
In other words, you make shit more complicated than it needs to be. And you need to stop that shit.
But you know what? At the end of the day, it avoids a lot of pain and frustration. This is why we put y'all motherfuckers in categories. Listen, on ours, I'll be honest.
Listen,
yeah,
we're not having sex
on yours
because the emotions.
Because you
know,
thank you. Again, you got to remember, women are emotional creatures by nature. So think about it. If you're dealing with an emotional creature, expect them to do shit to protect their emotions more so than letting it out all the way. So, again, you can say it's complicated all you want, but at the end of the day, this is how we know who our homie is. This is how we can figure out if this is the guy we potentially want to have something to do with. You know what I'm saying?
In other words,
we categorize the point where
that's going to eat your shit. That's what it is. It's somebody that's going to basically eat your shit.
It's more
because
than that.
Because that's what you're shoveling. No, because that's what you're shoveling. You're shoveling shit, and you want somebody to eat it. Because,
what do you mean?
Once again,
how's
bro,
that?
What do you mean? What do you mean? Listen, just as much as you chicks want to talk about dudes being dishonest, why the hell would you fake, you know what I'm saying? Like, really? So you're being
okay,
dishonest.
Okay, so you know what? Guys don't fake it. When you can tell me there's not a dude that takes it,
Let me tell you something.
You
got to
remember one thing.
Let me tell you something about some of these dudes. Some of these dudes ain't even in touch with their physical being to even know what the hell an orgasm is, or let alone know how to spell it. That's first and foremost. You're dealing like a lot of women out here.
You're
dealing with
that?
A lot of fucking lames. You're dealing with a lot of fucking lames, and you put yourselves in positions where you're dealing with these fucking lame asses, then you walk away once again, shortchanged, and holding the goddamn bag. You need to stop.
You put yourself out there because I take that shit seriously.
Like, yo, if you want to sit there and say, listen, my thing is this. I'm going to get mine, but I want you to get yours, and I want you to be happy about it. You know,
but guess what? Not everybody can do it. Listen,
and you know what, motherfucker? Try. That's why I said before, stop giving these cats passes. Make them earn it. Put them to the test. Make them work. Make them learn something, damn it.
All right, so check this out.
I can't make every old man learn something because if he ain't figured it out before, he ain't never going to.
Well, then you know what? Then what's his worth? Then what is he worth? Then? If you got
to
sit here and lie about something, okay, then you know what? Then you do shit to make them better. But you don't sit there and just fake it. You shortchange yourself and you shortchanging him because he go out in the world thinking he the shit when this motherfucker is actually nothing but a fucking a two-dollar joint.
My thing is this: if you're dealing with women and women are not calling you back for a reason, then you need to reevaluate what you're doing wrong.
But you know what?
You hitting up chicks for some ass and they're not willing to give it to you, or they're giving you excuses every time, then dog, you need to reevaluate what you're doing wrong. Obviously,
well,
there's nothing you're doing wrong.
How they going to reevaluate if nobody is telling them anything?
Once again, let's go back to what we were just talking about a couple of weeks ago. Take responsibility for your own actions. If women are not calling you back, then you need to reevaluate.
How can't you figure that out?
How about this? I don't have a penis. So guess what? If I'm the one with the penis, then I need to find out what it is I'm doing wrong.
But wait a minute.
I'm the one that wanna hit that ass.
Listen. I'm not saying that just because the dude didn't get me off, that don't mean he whack. My thing is this: you cannot do every woman the same.
That's true.
Because that don't mean he's whack. Because I know one dude I was dealing with, right? He likes to have rough sex because the women he's with like rough sex, and I had to tell him my shit is tight for a reason. Not because I like to get rammed. And the way you fuck them bitches, you don't do me like that. And if you're going to continue to do that shit, we will not do anything no more. You understand?
Okay.
A lot of them, that's the issue. Some people, they so used to handling every woman the same way.
Same way, exactly. And that's what I mean by you have to realize that maybe it's something that you're not doing right. And just like she said, each woman is different. Just because you do this woman this way don't mean you could do me like that. Guess what? Find something different to do, and then maybe you'll have a better time with me. Maybe that other woman, you can slip all around and have her leg going every which way. Wait, nigga, you can't do that to me.
Okay, y'all shut up now. Y'all making me miss my stuff.
First of all, like I said, back to the topic. When it comes down my thing is, you should not, I don't think there should be any, like you should let them know. Because, listen, all right, you got dudes, a lot of dudes out there.
You keep saying
that.
It's like it's not,
listen,
funny.
I got to say it. Because a lot of men out there are not about the art of intimacy. They're not about being sexual. They're not
and
about...
And that is not something
like,
that I should teach them. They damn daddy should have taught them that.
Okay, so you know what? So you know what? My thing
somebody.
Is, once again, once
they
again,
can always YouTube it.
Listen, once again, if I have to go back to high school, but even though that was a different generation, you had to put in work. Nowadays, you don't have to put in that work to get the box.
Exactly.
And that's a serious problem.
All
right, this.
So how
you
about this?
Listen. So listen, if you turn around and come to a Shea Stadium, And I'm giving away hot dogs all day, every for the next 2 days. Getting out. Eventually,
like
you're just gonna get tired.
Like,
but I'm just saying, eventually, you're just gonna get tired. And
yeah.
The whole thing is this: and every hot dog, everything's just gonna seem the same. The whole thing is this: you have some women out there who're selling the dream. Oh yeah, I'll do this the way you want, and I'll be this, and I'll be that. No, don't be yourself.
Right, but that's what I'm saying.
So,
it goes both ways. My thing is, it
mm-hmm.
goes both ways. Just like you
that's
said, the intimacy. These
ways.
Females, just like the men, the females also. They don't know how to make them. Just like you said, they don't know how to make somebody work for it. They rather
that's
show
true.
On, like I said, because
that's
of social. Like I said, because of social media and all these, you know, other sites and all this other stuff going on. Everybody is showing everything. So you're not leaving anything to the imagination. So guess
that's
what?
Right.
If I'm on Instagram and every picture I got on Instagram is my titties up in my neck, I'm showing my behind, every dressing or clothes I have on is tight. Now, like I said, some women can't help looking a certain way because of their bodies. And I'm not talking about those fake ass bodies. I'm talking about
yeah,
a real
so
body. Right. Some women can't help looking a certain way, but it's all on you on how you present yourself or put yourself out there.
I know that's right.
Okay? It's all on how you present yourself. But if every picture you got on Instagram is in a bikini, or you got your underwear on, or you did
something,
you're not, then guess what? You're not leaving the dudes nothing at all. They're going to say, oh, yeah, beautiful. Yeah, you did. Next thing you know, your inbox is full of penises.
Because that's all they want.
Yeah, but,
again,
yeah,
exactly.
Because
and your inbox, is full of penis pictures. Full of them.
But you know what? But that's the thing. We live in a time. The sad part is, we live in a time, and maybe some of this was going on years before, whatever. Everything is on a case to case basis. But
right.
My thing is, everybody's too busy dealing with the cheap shit.
Yep.
Stop dealing with the cheap shit. Step your game up. Because most of those chicks that look all nice and look all sweet and all this and that and smell all good, yo, they can burn water. They don't
listen,
know what
you don't even know if they smell good. How about that?
You need to talk to your boy.
Don't even go there. Don't go because I could. Listen, we can't talk about it. Anyway. Some of them.
Listen, I don't
they,
really
they,
know.
They may look nice. Just because it looks nice, just like the burger. When you the burger in the picture look all nice, but when you get it, it's like damn, this ain't no Big Mac. This look like a quarter pounder. It's
exactly.
It ain't worth it. It ain't
exactly.
Some of them are just
yeah, but guess what? You think
anyway.
Dudes care? But my thing is, do you think dudes care about that? They don't care about that.
Well,
no,
yeah,
they don't
well,
care about it. They don't care about it until they get with the chick and then they see her for what she really is. They don't care about that. All they care is about that picture, putting a like to that picture, and all the comments and she kissy facing him back and all this other stuff. That's all they care about because she's getting the attention she wants and he's getting the attention that he wants.
And that's and you know what? And once again, everybody lowers their standards for the attention.
Absolutely. You're right. Absolutely.
Everybody lowers their standards for the attention. And this is why, once again, listen, I mean, everybody has their own reason for why they may do certain things. But faking an orgasm, I really don't, I don't, depending on
you're
the
just
level of situation, depending on the level or where you two people are at. I just really don't think it should be done because it can cause more harm than good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
especially, they
won't know.
Especially
I know
especially
that's
for
right.
The woman, especially for the woman who has to keep faking it and that's never satisfied and just gets fed gets fed up. And you know what? Sometimes it leads to other things. Nobody says that you would step out.
Yeah, of course.
But the whole thing is,
only
eyes
does.
Wide.
Only
you know
my stopping door or so.
You know what I'm saying? So the whole thing is, but you know what? There's some people that take it to the next level.
They take it
so,
to the next
you know
level.
What
listen,
and that's
oh,
and that's
well.
Why I'm like, yo, there's no, it really, it's really something that I just don't
right. But
agree
see,
with.
At that point, that's what I'm saying. At that point, and like I said, you, that's when you talk to your partner. Now, if he's not getting it, then maybe you guys
yeah.
need to see a counselor.
See, right.
Or you need
to
try to
get
that's
out.
Different.
Come on.
But like I said, after the third time, and my thing is even, like, a person that's married to this person, first of all, you done tested the goods before you got married. I'm not saying everybody, but you done tested the goods before marriage and all that other stuff. So my thing is this. If you don't, you know, if you got to fake it, I'm hoping that you didn't have to fake it before you got married or whatever.
No.
Now you got to be with this person for you know, however long you're going to be married to him. That's where the problem, you know, that's where the problem comes in too.
I think it happened. I honestly, once it happened during the marriage, it was over. I was like, oh my god,
like,
no,
no,
everything
it's just
was
like,
fine
nah,
before.
Nah,
So I've come to realize that marriage is a sin. It's the devil.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Now you know, and then faking, you know, like I said, if it's some dude. You know, like, after a while, it's like, okay, if he's really not satisfying you, you just like, all right, you know what, this is going to be the last time. Like I said, I've done it as of recent where I was like, all right, I gave this person like 3 times. After the third time, I was like, you know what, I can't. Then he was hitting me, oh, you must be ignoring me. I'm like, yeah, I am ignoring
you. At least he was smart enough to realize he was being ignored.
Right, exactly. Now, he was smart enough to realize that I was ignoring him. He's like, okay, now, can I talk to him? I'm busy. I got things to do. I ain't heard from him since then. Thank you, Jesus, because I don't feel like I'm being, I don't feel like doing that again. I don't want to do that with you.
I'm blaming
you. Yeah.
Because you're boring. And I don't want to be bored. I want to have fun. I don't want to be bored. So, no.
I don't hear that.
Absolutely not.
Exactly.
So, you want him to tell some jokes? Why
not?
You so stupid.
You
can. Why not? Listen, that would have been an improvement. Wait,
hello?
That would have been an improvement.
Damn it. Listen,
oh,
she's saying that watching paint dry was more interesting than him.
Absolutely.
That would have
been
saying.
A damn improvement if he told a joke or two.
You
damn.
So crazy.
I ain't mad at this shit. The least you know is fuck
look,
that.
I mean, me personally, I would just find it very, very offensive if I found out that, you know, oh, well, I was faking this. Oh, I was faking.
You would never know.
But I'm saying
that,
you're never going to find out. Unless she get mad with you, that's the only way you're going to find out.
Yep.
Exactly.
You're never gonna find out.
You can say a man will never know. That you
never
can say that because maybe you that may be your experience. But there are men that are in tune with their partners and they know their partner's body. There
then
are men that
you need to let them call
body,
into the
then
show.
She would have came.
Absolutely. Exactly. She need to call. I mean, he need to call into this show because I've never heard a man say that he knew his wife or girlfriend or woman was faking. Never heard it. Never seen
because
it.
The real,
please.
Because listen, because first of all, a real man ain't gonna say that. He's just gonna do what he does.
Yeah, because you know why? Because it's going. Because it
there's
hurts
no need
too much.
To talk about it. There's, but first of all,
it hurts
to
too much.
Why
does
it
hurt so bad?
What hurts?
Wow.
There we go.
Because it hurts too much. Something
what
like
hurt?
That hurts too much. What man is going to say, yeah, my wife was faking it, except for maybe Maury or one of them talk shows, maybe they say it. That's because they getting paid to say it.
Listen,
that's,
but my thing is, once again, but what's the, once again, what's the, per, like I said, you just trying to stroke ego or you don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. So once again, it's like you're part of the problem. of why you're not being satisfied.
No, oh, come on, please.
Man,
you're
just mad.
No,
just mad,
we ain't part of no problem no more.
No,
wait, his penis is part
of
the problem.
You're part of
the problem.
His
penis.
Once again,
accountability.
It's his penis.
Accountability. Accountability.
Yeah, he exactly. He needs to be accountable for his penis not doing the right thing. Not me.
But
I ain't got nothing to do with that.
But you're not being accountable for stepping up and saying,
I don't have to be.
It
ain't my penis. I don't have to be. It's not my penis. It's not on my body.
We're accountable now.
Wow.
We don't call them. We don't.
I'm accountable.
No
I'm accountable for my box.
They get off, and we won't deal with them no more. How about
I'm
that?
Accountable for my box, and that's what I'm being accountable for. He got to be accountable
exactly.
for his tree trunk or whatever the hell it is he got. Snake bite.
Exactly.
I don't know what he got. Yeah, whatever. Mosquito
exactly.
bite or something. He got to be accountable for his own stuff.
No, you know what's the worst? You know what's the worst part? Having somebody that's good at foreplay, and this happened to me, I swear, good at foreplay, can kiss, hands, we had a connection. It was vibing. When it came down to sex, I didn't know whether to file a police report.
Dang. What's that don't beat off?
Yo,
that's horrible. That's a horrible feeling.
Like,
that's horrible.
I was like, I don't know. I think I was right.
That's horrible.
Yes, I didn't know what was going on.
That's a horrible feeling. That really is horrible.
I threw up gang signs. I everything like, yo.
I said, you know what? Now I'm
I
not
swear.
Playing with you no more.
So I said,
he threw up gang signs.
I swear. I said the only way to get him off of me was I couldn't unlock. Listen, a dude that had that deals with big women know how to interlock your ass. I couldn't break free. I was like, yo, it's like he became possessed. I was like,
oh no,
Yeah,
not about
that. But like I said, I don't see
this real quick.
But see, but once again, like I said, that whole like. Stroking the ego, like, what do you really think is going to get you in the long run? It's not getting you what you want.
Him the hell off of me and the hell out of my house.
But
thank
once
you,
again,
Big Red.
Okay, so you know what? My whole thing is this, and you wasted your time.
You absolutely right.
Waste
we wasted our time.
And
it didn't happen again. But we learned our lesson. We basically got it off the
right.
end. That's it.
And actually, I wouldn't call it a waste of time. I call it a lesson because I know not to mess with that dude no more.
Exactly.
Like I said, I know not when I see his number come up on my phone to ignore it. Decline.
Every time I would see the number, my coochie would cringe.
Wow.
So then you turn around. So when you do stuff like that, all you're doing is creating another individual that's just going to sit back and say, well, F that. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, it's like that? Oh, F that. Like, F you chicks. Or it's just that and the third. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, once
but
again,
he don't
we
know.
Listen.
So
he's not
going to
know.
All right,
listen. First
you know
all,
why I say that? Yeah, right. You know why? You know what? And guess what? Exactly. How would he know? Because guess what? If I'm ignoring him, I'm sure he got 2 and 3 other chicks that he gonna call up and try to get some from, because he doesn't see that he's
but with
the problem.
A lot of, but with some dudes, when they lose that one, if there's an alarm, a question mark goes up because they shouldn't be losing any. If you want
right,
to,
because
first of all, if you want to get on some real talk shit, I get on some real talk shit. Listen. Any dude that loses his ticket back to the farm is useless. First and foremost, he's going to know that off the bat. Wait a minute, I can't go back and hit that. Any dude that, once again, loses his ticket back to the farm, useless. And, but
yeah,
he, once again,
what,
he should know. He should know.
Some don't care about the beach because I have a
patient. Let me tell you something. Don't think they don't care. Because, once again, let's go back to that ego. Don't think they don't care because, you know, the whole thing is, once again, it's like having all your toys in front of you. You got all your toys in front of you. When you lose one, it may not be that toy that you play with often, but when you lose one, you miss it.
Right, but if you got other toys to play with, you ain't worried about that toy.
Like I said, you may not play with that toy all the time. You may not play with that toy all the time. But when you lose it, you miss it. And then you wonder what happened to it.
No, not
think
all the time,
it.
B. Not all the time. I told this.
Who
I told
talking,
this
who
one.
Are you to?
I told this dude. I told the B. I told him. I was being honest. But see, we just, he was like, yo, what happened? He was like, yo, what happened? I was like, listen, I thought I was going to have to go to the hospital. I said, I can't fuck with you no more. And you know what he said?
Okay.
He was like, oh, nah, it's just you because everybody else, you know, don't have a problem
mm-hmm.
with my style and something
mm-hmm.
you can't handle the dick.
Okay, first of all,
I've heard that before, too.
Wait a minute,
yeah.
hold on.
You ain't the biggest I had.
Nick.
I can handle it.
Nick. The
well,
thing
give
is,
your story.
All you did.
What?
No, I'm not giving you a story. You did. What you did was you fed the ego. So he wasn't stressing.
How?
I told that. I just told
you
this nigga that he sucked.
So he told him that he sucked. I thought there was something wrong. I thought that you were talking like that was the wild dude that you had in bed. Like he was,
oh no, the nigga that wasn't
pole.
Shit was the maintenance man. That motherfucker made me come once he stuck it in. I'm talking about the plumber. The maintenance
okay.
man will always be the shit. Okay,
hold on.
The plumber
hold on.
Is the one that sucks.
Okay, so, all right, you told him, and then what?
He blamed me. He said,
he
oh,
tried
you
to make,
can't
he tried to turn
day.
It around and make it seem like it was her, like if it was
yes.
her, oh, you can't handle it. I've heard that before. I've had to do tell
yes.
me that too, and I was like, dude, you got to be kidding
said,
me. Get out my face
said,
with that,
old,
please.
He said, what you mean you didn't come? He was
oh,
like, yo,
you mean,
I've never
oh, you
had
didn't,
that problem.
It must be you, and you can't move it.
Yeah.
What? I can't move it?
No, first of all, listen.
He said, I made every
just,
woman come. That's
listen,
never
listen,
happened to me before.
Listen, listen. He just threw
excuse.
That on you for the moment.
Exactly.
He knew the truth. He threw that on you for the moment. He knew the real truth because that's probably not the first time he heard that. He just had
right.
no
right.
you,
but like,
but
you, like what we say, a lot of people, you know, some women like shit like that. That's what I'm trying to say. You and I told him this. I said, listen, just because you do dumb women rough, you can't come at me like that. You need to know what I like. Listen to, look at my body. Follow my rhythm. Listen to me. My body
yep.
speaks. You understand? Just
yep.
because some other women like
and that's
ran,
the thing. Men
don't.
They don't look at body. They don't. I'm not gonna say all men, but some men don't do that. They don't. They don't. Just like you said, follow what my body's doing. Look at how I'm feeling. Watch me. If you're
was
not
he,
watching
well, was
me,
was he a smart guy? Was he a smart guy?
Yes.
Listen.
Listen.
Huh?
I don't know about all that.
I'm asking you. He was a smart
yes.
dude in terms of what?
We like I say, to me he's highly intelligent. We had conversations. He's a good dude. He just can't fuck me right. Let me just put it right because maybe some other women they like it. He just didn't do the pole right. I don't like to feel like I was raped and have to do a rape kit.
Wow.
He shits my uterus. Shit move. Things were not the same. Okay, I was just supposed to go into the doctor. No, I'm not going to do that no more. No, ask him, was he looking for a pot of gold? It's not in there.
A pot of gold?
All I can say is, once again, I still don't agree with the feeding of the ego or trying not to hurt feelings. Some women do it just to get, you know, get stuff. Like,
get
well,
them
you know,
off
if I. Well, yeah, well, get them off of you or get a gift or get them to take out the trash or something like that or whatever. I whatever the case may be, I just don't feel that type of, you know what I'm saying, that to me, that breeds mistrust, depending on who you're dealing with. And I don't think it should be done because, like, once again, I don't think you should shortchange yourself just to feed somebody else's ego. Or just not to hurt somebody's feelings. If their feelings are going to be hurt, then so what? It's either they man up and they correct the situation, or they just step off. It's either or. But there's no need. Like, there's some dudes out there that's just not having that. Like, it's either you say what, but that's real men. And the whole thing is this. It's like, I'm not saying that you were dealing with lame ducks, but the whole thing is this. Any dude that's really concerned about what he's doing in terms of intimacy is going to make sure he puts in that work. And it's not just going to be penetration. It's going to be other things. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, sex is just not all about penetration. It's about other things. making a woman, you know, have
right,
orgasms.
But everything else was good.
Until we got to the actual end. Everything.
You
should have told him to stay where he was good at then.
But you have some men that think sex is about, it's just the penetration part. They don't know that there's other parts to it, like you said, the foreplay and stuff like that.
But this dude, his issue was he likes to do every woman the same. That was his issue. He did the foreplay. He's into that. He just thinks that you do all women the same. All women's vagina are not created equal.
Right. Unfortunately, this is what you have to teach. Unfortunately, this is what we have to teach some men. You have to teach men these things. And my thing is, at this age, I shouldn't be teaching you that stuff.
Okay,
This is stuff you should have learned in your 20s and maybe your early 30s. You should have learned this stuff already.
So stop saying teaching. Maybe you just need to show them something. Show them something new.
But they need to listen. Google.
If that's the case, use Google. Google a woman's anatomy, and then you can learn all you need to know there before you start. You know, guess what? They got Pornhub. They got all these pornos. It's like, why don't you watch a couple of pornos? I'm not talking about the actual act of sex. I'm talking about, like, they do have, like, foreplay stuff on there. They have other things on there that you can Google or look at besides just the actual pounding. I'm not just talking about, okay, just get up in there and start pounding. But I'm saying, if you look at other things, maybe you can find some point. Let me tell you something, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to try to say it kind of low because my son is probably going to be upset. But me and his father, that's how he learned to do certain things with me when I liked him at that time, is by watching porn. And certain things that he's seen in porn, and I'm not talking about the actual art of the having the sex, but just other things, that's how he learned to, you know, somewhat satisfy me here and there. Now, he probably tried to perfect it over the years, but, you know. Sometimes you have to look at certain things. Like I said, it don't have to be necessarily just porn. It could be just Google something. You go on YouTube, and let me tell you something. I YouTube one day the squirting thing, how to squirt or something, whatever the hell it was. Okay, sometimes they have that stuff on YouTube. Sometimes it could be hardcore porn you just go and look at.
I'm trying to learn that shit. Okay. I cannot do that. You need to send me that info.
Sorry, Brother B, but yeah, I did too, but it don't work out for me.
I can't master that art.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. Maybe I have to practice that, but it don't. Yeah, it don't work out.
I can't do it. I don't know.
Sorry, Brother B.
Y'all the shit.
He said, "Oh God, oh."
I wish I could squirt in a man's face. Like, here, take that.
Oh my God.
I'll be a deadly beast. I'll be going around squirting on everybody. And you know what's so funny?
Because of that squirt, you know what? That squirting thing was never a big thing, but now it's a big thing now because, you know, they see it in all them porns and all that other stuff. So this is what I think. That's what
the
problem is.
Women have been doing that.
Now it's becoming a big thing. So now I think that's where the problem is coming in with men also, because that's what they're trying to do. They think, oh, I can make a squirt. Not every woman can do it.
And they don't get
not
it.
Not every
like,
woman,
oh,
but they don't
what's
get
what's
that.
The right name?
Not
no,
every woman
it.
Can do it.
No.
Not every woman can do that.
I wish.
Sometimes it's you have to practice it. Sometimes it's something that maybe that woman could do. And that chick can do it, I may not be able to do it. But that's a big thing now to them. It's like, oh, I made a squirt. Oh, okay, man. It's like, dog, calm down. First of all, you don't know if that's water or pee she peeing on. She's going to be peeing on you for all you know.
I would give two shits. I wish I could do that. I'd be a wreck. I'd be fucking up everybody.
What?
Oh, man.
But it's a big issue.
Nika just went dark.
I know, right? Nika!
He just said the hell with y'all. Yeah.
She did with y'all.
And Nicole, you just don't need to go peeing or whatever you're going to do with everybody. Keeping it,
you don't
keep
need
it in
to
the hole.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, if I knew how to do that, it would be a rip-ass.
Oh my God. This is why we can't talk about them.
I'm telling you, if they taught a class on how to squirt, I'd be right in the front. Let me see that again. Excuse me, miss. Let me see that again. Put your leg up. I didn't see that. I'll be right there.
I wouldn't be surprised. I'm sure they do have classes on how to do that. I'm sure they do.
If you see that shit, send it to me. I'm going to drag your ass with me. We're going to go. We're going to sit right in the front row with a raincoat on.
That's right.
That's right.
I'm going to go buy me a raincoat. We're going to get a rain poncho.
That's right. Because you're going to have to show me that shit. Yeah, how you did that?
I'm telling you.
I'm just saying that I don't even know what the hell I'm saying. I'm lost.
They messed you up, brother, huh?
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, until we tackled this topic or talked about it, I never really thought too much about women doing the whole faking or stuff like that because, I just never thought about it. But it seems like it's something real because, you know, from what you guys are saying, it's like, it sounds like it might be an epidemic or something. The fact that
it's been an epidemic.
Yeah, actually, that ain't just something that just started. It's been like
that. Exactly. Women have been faking orgasms for years.
Sure have.
I'm sure, but still, it's like putting a Superman suit on somebody and say, listen, this suit is going to make you fly. Now go jump off the roof. You know what I'm saying? That's not right.
They'll survive.
No, they won't.
Big eye.
Okay.
They'll be all right. But they'll hop on the other bitch that came for real.
That's right.
But this one right here didn't.
I'm just saying, there's no reason for the. Oh gosh. I just disagree with the whole faking of it. I just really do. Like I said, everybody can have their opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But I just disagree with it. And you know, I don't think it's something that should be done. Everybody has their own reason. You know, every individual, you know, has to do what they have to
do at the
time they gotta do it.
Get off of me. Exactly.
Oh my God.
That's what it's all about. You just want the dude to get up. That's it.
That's right. Get up, get off.
Exactly.
So let me ask you this. So, all right, what about the situations where two people are, you know, you're getting it in, and then everybody's done, and she falls asleep. What does that mean?
I don't know. I've never been put to sleep.
And y'all getting it in, and y'all fall asleep?
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
You talking about fall straight to sleep, or she just laying there for a little while, and y'all fall asleep?
Right.
Yeah, she lay there for a hot second, and then she just go to sleep like she's
tired. I feel that's a good thing because you put in that work.
Oh, well, I'm gonna get up.
Like I said, I've had that happen. I've definitely had that happen several times. Several times in one day. Yes. I feel that's a good thing.
I'm the rude one. I'm gonna get up. I can't go take a shower and leave you laying there. Sorry. I don't like that sticky feeling. Sorry.
Well,
I gotta get this off me.
Well, the well, like I said, once again, it's all dependent on the person. This particular person, you know, I have a little feeling for. So, yeah,
I did too. I don't care if it was genuine. I don't want that stupid shit on me.
What you say? You don't care if it was genuine.
and so that shit was brought to my attention too. One of the guys was in his feelings. He was like, you know, you had me laying here feeling like a chick because you just get up and leave. I said, well, you do know a woman needs to pee after she has sex, right? She has to eat for sex.
Oh, my God.
I said, and I have to shower. I don't like that sticky shit on me. I said, but I still lay you. So I'm not smoking.
No, I still lay you.
What?
Oh, God.
No, I don't like that sticky shit.
To fall, yeah, I mean, you know, it's a good or a bad thing. I think it's an either or. To me, that's kind of a good thing because he put in the work and, you know, now we relax or whatever until the next round. If he, you know, if he's spending the night or whatever, you know, next time around, then, you know. But,
right.
You know, if, you know, yeah, I guess I think that depends on the situation. That's how I say.
That's right, because if he ain't hitting it right, he ain't spinning tonight. He got to get the fuck up out of here.
Right, exactly.
You
like,
know,
you on the next train
rude,
smoking, brother.
You're just a rude little ass. That's what you're just really, you're, like, really mean. And, like, what the hell is wrong with you?
How am I
like,
rude?
You're worse, yeah, like, you just
how?
Might as well start wearing boxer briefs. Like, I don't understand this.
He said...
Brother Z, if the dude didn't satisfy me, like I said, I told you I felt like I was raped. You think I want him to spend the night so he can get a hard on again and try round two? No.
And try, yeah, right? I hear that. I'm like, you gotta get the hell
out
of here.
Exactly. I scored his ass to the dope.
I'm just.
She said, I escorted him to dope.
Yeah, I can't even keep up no more. I can't. I'm like, I'm throwing, the towel's been thrown in. Next week's topic is going to be about growing vegetables in your kitchen. That's what next week's topic is going to be about, growing vegetables in your kitchen.
You said growing vegetables in the kitchen?
Did he
just say,
I'm growing stallions?
Yeah, because y'all in sex talk is like, look, Mika ain't even on the phone on the thing no more.
Oh, please, she got high and she's with her man. She ain't thinking about us.
Yeah, but still, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo. Oh, gosh. I ain't going to lie. Y'all won this round.
You just upset because you think that somebody's faking on you.
I'm not upset.
But it's okay. Whoa.
I'm not upset. I'm not upset. Listen, on this one, I'm done. I'm y'all got this. So,
Brother B0, girls 5.
I'm gonna do straight gore and I'm conceding. Because I can't. This was
you're defeated. Oh my God.
And your boys never called to back you up. Even the dude that sat on the page, he didn't care.
They don't be calling and trying to back you up.
He first knows where he works nights. But the thing is this, once again, and you know, I don't believe that women should do stuff like that, but once again, that's just me. Everybody has their reason for doing what they do. Some dudes may be content with it. Some dudes may not. I mean, my thing is this, it just brings about a certain level of distrust in a relationship. Once again, if it's a one-night stand, then okay, nobody has to be truthful with each other because nobody really cares after that. But if it's somebody you're going to continue sleeping with, I really think that you should be trying to get what you need out of the situation and make sure your partner is, you know, giving an optimal performance and not just, you know.
But you have some who try, Brother B. You know, like the relationship I stayed in, we were good at one point. He really, really tried. So I say because it was an A for effort. He just couldn't get it right. But he tried. So I was like, oh, well, you know. He was good at other aspects. So I understand whatever. But he tried. I don't know what he was doing, but he tried.
Yo, you know what?
He said he tried all the way to do it.
the way you sound is like so insulting. Like you just the way you say he tried to make a cake and it just didn't come out right. You know what I'm saying? Like you know what I'm saying? Like he took the cake out the oven and put the frosting on while the cake was still hot and the frosting got he tried, you know, to make the cake, but the cake came out lopsided and you know what I'm saying, the frosting was all melted. But he tried though. Like he tried the fried chicken, but it was still a little bloody on the inside, though. But the outside was crispy.
But he tried.
Oh, come on, man.
He tried. So that's why, you know, that's why I was at stage. You know, I was like, at least he's trying.
But sometimes it just wasn't good enough. It just wasn't good enough.
Nope. Sometimes it's not good enough.
No.
Sometimes it's not good enough.
So, you know, 5 minutes. How do you feel about yourself when you fake an orgasm? How do you feel about
this? I feel good because he got off me.
I feel good, especially if I, you know, I really ain't like him too much. I feel all right. I'll be like,
Just get off me.
So you can really live with yourself.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
I saved my coochie's
life that day. What are you talking about?
You did right. I believe in myself. Listen, I ain't feeling defeated. Cause guess what? After he leaves, like I said, he ain't gonna be here. After he leaves, you know, I pop in some Pornhub, and use the bullet.
That's right.
And get my thing on. That's it. Exactly. Sorry, Brother B. I didn't realize what you were doing. I can't. I'm so stupid. I don't understand this.
I'm just saying,
he expects us to feel bad. I feel happy because
I that's
fine.
I ain't have to feel bad. Why I got to feel bad because he? Because he thought he was the man. I ain't got to feel nothing true.
Exactly, he was the man without the master plan.
My thing is this. Like I said, I'm not gonna get into me. All I'm gonna say is this. I'm just disappointed that things happen. I am disappointed.
He said, I am disappointed.
No, I'm disappointed that women really have to go out there and do this and like you know, you're sending out, put like this, you're creating assholes.
No, we're not creating anything.
He's an asshole before he got to me. Because while he rolls over, he say, "It was good, baby." And you like, "Oh yeah, it was marvelous." Like I took you to
they
the moon and back.
I'm just saying.
Even with you making all that noise and and you know, sounded like the dude from the Break for Love song. You know what I'm saying? Like. Yo, that's boosting their ego. You might as well just say, yeah, you took me to the moon and back, baby, because you're boosting the ego, and then they're going out there thinking that they super when they actually Scooby-Doo.
Well, I told Brother Man the issue. He said I couldn't handle it.
He had that in his head before he even got to me.
Exactly.
He had that in his head already, please.
He was wrecking it. In his mind, he knew he had a cape. I told him to take his cape out of here. Because this shit wasn't working. And he asked me, well, I thought you came. I said, listen, you wasn't hearing me. I threw a gang sign. And you didn't stop. So the only way to get you off me was to fake it. I swear, I threw up gang signs. I said, time out. I did red light, green light, 1, 2, 3. He didn't hear me. Like, how the hell are you throwing up gang signs?
That's hilarious.
Okay. I'm gonna go find my ass and pump, and I'm done. I'm just taking this L for tonight. I just can't. I gotta go find
something stronger to drink. We don't know where Mika went, but have a good night, Mika. Big Red.
Yeah.
Thank you for the insight. Yeah, I'm going to like my headache medicine and let it go. This is Brother B, Mika, Nicole, and Big Red. I can't remember people's names. Another episode of Menu in the Can. Thanks everybody for listening. Yeah, we'll be back next week.
Alright, holla. Later.
Yeah.
Later, everybody, don't fake it.
Alright.
Yeah. All right.
Later,
yeah.
Guys.
Yeah,
all right.
No, yeah, don't fake
all
right,
later.
It. Make it. Don't fake it.
There
fake
she
it.
Go.
And she can go kick rocks. Damn it.
Oh.